Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's reading of the Yuma Sun. This is Mary Wiegand, your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster. Some of the articles I'm going to be reading today include a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun, two found dead in late-night house fire in Yuma, and Welcome to Yuma, six unique monuments, one identical message. Before we do the news, let's do the weather. For Tuesday, the 3rd of June, it's going to be sunny, a high of 98, a low of 71, and winds out of the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, the 4th of June, sunny, a high of 97, a low of 70, and winds out of the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, the 5th of June, sunny, a high of 100, a low of 71, and winds, once again, out of the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For our weather recap, through the end of May, there have been 12 days with temperatures 100 and above in 2025. As far as precipitation, including the 1/10 of an inch of rain on Sunday, June 1st, the total rainfall for Yuma for the year is 0.17 inches. The normal year-to-date rainfall, 1.36 inches. In other words, we're down over 1 inch. Now for the news. First, a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. From the Friday, May 30th edition of the Yuma Sun, Maria Elena Cruz talks about serving as Arizona's newest Supreme Court judge. Last week marked an historic milestone for the state as Yuma native Maria Elena Cruz underwent her investiture as the newest justice of the Arizona Supreme Court. Cruz has been serving on the bench for months, but last week marked the ceremonial portion of the appointment. Cruz is the first Afro-Latin woman to be placed on the state's highest court, according to Governor Katie Hobbs' office. The judge noted that this opportunity is unlike anything she's ever done, and she wanted to share it with her family and community. According to Cruz, she's as Yuma as it gets, having spent most of her life living in the desert Southwest, which is why she opted to hold her investiture ceremony in Yuma. She has called Yuma County home since she was 14 years old, having relocated from New York. She attended COFA High School. Originally, she pictured herself teaching, but after an accident, she got to see firsthand what lawyers do, and the stage was set. Cruz attended Arizona Western College and then transferred to the University of Arizona, where she attended the prestigious James Rogers School of Law. After she started working with the Yuma County Prosecutor's Office, her plan was to be a career prosecutor, but then she decided to get experience as a defense attorney. Not long after, the Kokopah Indian Tribe tapped her to serve as its judge pro tem. In 2008, she ran for the office of judge in Yuma County. In 2017, Cruz was appointed to the Arizona Court of Appeals by Governor Doug Ducey. Upon the retirement of Supreme Court Judge Robert Brutinel, Cruz decided to try for the Supreme Court seat. Cruz described the process as extremely thorough, and out of dozens of applicants, only a select few are sent to the governor's desk. Her name was selected. Next, from Friday, federal agents raid 5 massage parlors. Homeland Security investigations, in partnership with state, local, and federal agencies, executed multiple search warrants Thursday morning at 5 massage parlors across Yuma, resulting in 3 arrests as part of an ongoing investigation into suspected illicit activity. The raids targeted at least 3 businesses along 4th Avenue, including Swan Massage at 14th Place, Panda Massage near 26th Street, and Samsara Spa near 27th Street. Additional locations included White Crane Spa Center at 1020 South 4th Avenue and Oasis Spa at 1700 South 1st Avenue. Officers from the Yuma Police Department and deputies from the Yuma County Sheriff's Office assisted in the execution of the warrants. And finally, from Friday, May 30th, San Luis offers summer activities for all ages. Starting Monday, June 1st, the San Luis Parks and Recreation Department kicked off its summer activity calendar, offering options for all ages, including camps, swimming, and sports. Some of the activities include the Youth Center Summer Camp, swimming lessons, Women's Softball League, Men's Volleyball League, the First Youth Basketball League for players age 10 to 15. Another new league is the Co-ed Kickball League, a Children and Youth Basketball Clinic, a Volleyball Clinic for children, and a Motor Skills Course for children ages 3 to 5. For more information about the Summer Activities Calendar, call the Recreation Office at 928-341-8536. Next, headlines from the Saturday, May 31st edition of the Yuma Sun. The Colorado River State Historic Park unveiled its newest exhibit Thursday morning, paying homage to the Colorado River and its historical significance to the Yuma community's survival and economic prosperity. The Colorado River is tied to all of us. It's tied to all of our history, and it's so very important to the community, said Tammy Snook, park manager. Located in the historic Corral House building, the original home of the Bureau of Reclamation in Yuma, the exhibit, which is called The Colorado River, Lifeblood of the Yuma Community, is made up of a variety of interactive panels that outline the BOR's role in water management, the impact of local irrigation districts, regional water rights, treaties and politics, and innovations in agricultural technology. The Colorado River State Historic Park's summer hours began on Sunday, June 1st, open Thursday through Sundays from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And finally, from Saturday, from San Luis, a second Goodwill branch will be opening in downtown San Luis. The former Del Sol Market building, located at 670 North Main Street, will be turned into the second branch of Goodwill retail stores in San Luis. Construction and renovation of the building will begin this summer, and the project is expected to be completed and open to the public in 2026. The multi-million-dollar project will create 40 new jobs for local residents, according to the City of San Luis. And this concludes a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. Now, news from the Monday, June 2nd edition of the Yuma Sun. Two found dead in late-night house fire. This article is by James Gilbert, Sun staff writer. A late-night residential fire in Yuma on Saturday left two people dead and a home severely damaged, according to a joint statement released by the police and fire departments. About 11:25 p.m. on Saturday, May 31st, firefighters were dispatched to the 1600 block of 10th Avenue after reports of a residential fire. Upon arrival, they found heavy smoke pouring from multiple areas of the structure. Firefighters from Engine 4 entered the residence and located an unconscious individual, while Engine 2 personnel discovered a second unconscious person in a separate area of the home. Both were immediately removed from the burning house. Tragically, the victims, identified only as a 32-year-old man and a 31-year-old woman, were pronounced dead at the scene. As the fire intensified, Battalion Chief 1 upgraded the incident to a second alarm, bringing in additional resources. Firefighters re-entered the house in an attempt to complete a secondary search and continue firefighting operations. No other individuals were found inside the house, said YPD spokesperson Sergeant Lori Franklin. However, conditions quickly became too dangerous for interior operations, prompting firefighters to shift to a defensive strategy, working from outside the structure to contain the blaze and prevent it from spreading to neighboring homes. No injuries to fire personnel were reported. YPD's investigations unit has taken over the case, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation, said Franklin. Anyone with any information regarding the incident is urged to contact the Yuma Police Department at 928-373-4700 or call 78 Crime at 928-782-7463 to remain anonymous. Tipsters whose information leads to an arrest could be eligible for a reward of up to $1,000. In this article, two found dead in late night house fire. Our next article, Welcoming to Yuma, six unique monuments, one identical message. This article by Josh Bootson, Sun Staff writer. Whether arriving to the city from the north, south, east, or west, by car, plane, boat, or train, all visitors are greeted with the same three words, Welcome to Yuma. This is thanks to a project that began in 2016 when Gladys Brown, director of the Yuma International Airport, approached the city with an idea to welcome visitors arriving by plane. Public Works Director Joel Olia and Martin Agundez, Public Works Manager, began brainstorming ideas, visited other communities for inspiration, and ultimately decided on a series of public art pieces that would incorporate desert landscaping to reduce watering and maintenance costs. Public Works has a goal to beautify our community one intersection at a time, Olia said. The city unveiled the sixth of these monuments on May 22nd, and although each displays the same Welcome to Yuma message, all six have unique designs, often incorporating aspects of Yuma's history. The city has partnered with local students for the design and production of each sign to provide them with real-world experience and something of their own in the community that they can be proud of for years to come. The city's Clean and Beautiful Commission also played a part in the creation of these signs, fulfilling its mission to beautify the city, especially at entry points and well-traveled corridors. These projects highlight the collaborative spirit and creativity of our community, Agundez said. The Welcome to Yuma signs greet both visitors and residents, fostering a sense of belonging and pride. The first sign is the simplest, erected in 2016, at the northeast corner of Pacific Avenue and 32nd Street, directly across from the airport. Designed by students from San Luis High School, it incorporates a few metal plant structures and invites air travelers to the city. 1 year later, COFA High School students created a second sign at the northwest corner of Avenue B and 32nd Street. The metal plants grew into full date trees in this design, and a bronze sun's rays shine down on a vast field, highlighting Yuma's agricultural significance to the entire nation. In 2018, Gila Ridge High School students erected a steamboat at the northwest corner of 16th Street and Interstate 8. This design incorporates river plants and animals, in addition to scenes of happy steamboat goers, a nod to the Colorado River's importance to Yuma's cultural and economic history. In 2019, the fourth sign was placed at the northwest corner of 4th Avenue and 1st Street to greet visitors entering at the north end of town. Students from Yuma High School led the design effort, crafting a smaller model of the Yuma Territorial Prison's famous Sally Port. As the oldest prison in Arizona and one of Yuma Crossing's most notable landmarks, the prison features significantly in Yuma's history as well as that of Yuma High School. Ask any alumnus why criminals is their mascot. The fifth sign was constructed in 2022 by Aztec High School students at the southwest corner of Avenue A and 34th Place, near Desert Sun Stadium and the Desert Hills and Arroyo Dunes golf courses. This area plays host to the Midnight at the Oasis, one of the premier antique car shows in the southwest region, and this sign fittingly sports the front of an antique truck as it travels a road overlooked by the Yuma City Water Tower in the background. The most recent sign was created at the northwest corner of Avenue 8E and 32nd Street by welding technology students at Arizona Western College. This sign includes a railroad and model of the restored 1907 Baldwin steam locomotive, currently exhibited at Pivot Point Park, the site where the first railroad train crossed the river into Arizona in 1877. These signs not only enhance the aesthetic appeal of our city, but also cultivate a strong sense of connection among our residents, Agundez said. We hope these signs inspire everyone to explore and engage with our community. And this article, Welcoming to Yuma. And just a reminder, you're listening to the Yuma Sun with Mary Wiegan on Sun Sounds of Arizona. In other news, San Luis projects prudent budget amid cuts in funding. The council sets $143.2 million spending cap. This article by Cesar Nioy for Bajo El Sol. A conservative budget in response to funding cuts is what the San Luis administration is projecting for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. The tentative budget approved Wednesday by the City Council sets a spending cap of $143.2 million, which will serve as the basis for the final budget document. Finance Director Rula Encinas presented the budget package, noting that it focuses on the city's most important needs. The budget for fiscal year 2026 reflects the city's continued commitment to transparency, accountability, and excellence in services, she said. Among the largest investments proposed in the budget are $35.5 million for personnel, covering new positions, adjustments, and reclassification of salaries. Another significant area is capital projects within departments, with about $52.1 million, mainly in economic development, drainage, and water. Encinas explained that account balances from the current fiscal year will help mitigate a nearly $8.2 million deficit that was anticipated due to expenses exceeding revenues. Mayor Nieves Reidel reiterated the need for a permanent municipal revenue source due to the risk of a decline in sales tax, which is the city's main source of income. She added that the city lacks a sufficient contingency fund to sustain municipal services during an emergency. She also pointed out that the $11 million in cuts to capital projects for the coming year do not represent savings, but rather a reduction in services that would have been provided to residents. The finance director specified that sales tax revenue from local businesses is estimated at $18 million and acknowledged that if those revenues were to decrease significantly, service cuts would have to be considered. And this article, San Luis projects prudent budget amid cuts in funding. Our next article, Summer Blood Drive Locations for June. Blood donors can win car with Bi-Talent. This article by Alex Ibrahimi, Sun staff writer. Humans who donate blood with Vitalant through September 7th have a chance of winning a 2025 Volkswagen Taos S. 10 finalists across Arizona will be selected for the grand prize ceremony. Vitalant, Arizona's largest nonprofit blood provider, supplies all hospitals in Maricopa County and 90% statewide. The campaign is in partnership with Seven Valley Volkswagen dealers. Vitalant needs over 600 daily donors to support 62 Arizona hospitals, according to a press release. Blood donations drop by up to 25% during holidays, and there's a critical need for type O blood. In partnership with Valley Volkswagen dealers, Vitalant aims to recruit over 50,000 donors this summer to help save lives. While donors are generally eligible to give blood every 8 weeks, the majority, 65%, donate just once a year, said Anna Oliver Sr., Director of Donor Recruitment for the Vitalant Southwest Division. Here are the June Yuma locations for the Summer Blood Drive campaign, running June 9th through June 14th. Monday, June 9th, 2 to 6 p.m., on Vita Health, Yuma Medical Center, Administrative Entrance, 2400 South Avenue A. Tuesday, June 10th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., on Vita Health, Yuma Medical Center, Administrative Entrance, 2400 South Avenue A. Wednesday, June 11th, 12 to 3:30 p.m., Ativo Senior Living, Sedona Cinema Room, 10565 South Commercial Center. Thursday, June 12th, 12 to 3:30 p.m., Emerald Springs Senior Living, Jade Room, 1475 South 46th Avenue. Friday, June 13th, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Sun Vista RV Resort, Ballroom Alcove, 7201 East 32nd Street. And Saturday, June 14th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Gila Mountain United Methodist Church, Callaway Hall, 12716 North Frontage Road. For more information, download the Vitalant app or call 877-25-84825. And this article once again, Summer Blood Drive Locations for June. Our next article, two humans awarded Empowering Diversity Scholarships. This article by Alex Ibrahimi, Sun Staff Writer. Two humans were among the 25 individuals awarded the Empowering Diversity Scholarship for the 2025-2026 academic year through a partnership between Fiesta Sports Foundation and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. Representing Yuma this year were Daylin Brashini Avila and Isabella Duenas. Avila, a senior at Yuma Catholic High School, is entering the University of Arizona with an associate's degree earned through dual enrollment. Inspired by her research experience there with the Summer Institute of Medical Ignorance, she plans to continue exploring her interests in science, ceramics, sports, and choir. I have many ambitious goals for my future and career, so I am appreciative and blessed to have received this scholarship, Avila said in a press release. I grew up with strong, driven role models in my family, so I am immensely grateful to have the opportunity to continue their legacy through my education. By earning this scholarship, I'll be able to focus on my education and pursue my goals in the best way possible, being sure to make my mark as the first person in my mother's family to go to college while making my Hispanic heritage proud. Isabella Duenas, salutatorian of Cibola High School, is entering the University of Arizona to study physiology and medical sciences. A proud Hispanic student, she is shaped by her family's values of hard work and community. Passionate about academics and healthcare, she holds leadership roles in several clubs, including National Honor Society and the HOSA Sports Medicine Club. She also volunteers at her local hospital as treasurer of the Kindness Project Committee. The Empowering Diversity Scholarship will greatly impact my educational journey by reducing the financial challenges of higher education, she said in the press release. With this support, I will be able to focus more fully on my studies and engage in extracurricular activities that contribute to my academic and personal development. It will provide me with the freedom to actively participate in student organizations and volunteer efforts that give back to my Arizona community. Without the need to work, I can dedicate myself to achieving academic excellence. Now, in its sixth year, the program has supported 144 recipients and awarded a total of $539,500, including $92,500 this year. Aiming to reduce educational barriers for underrepresented communities in Arizona, the scholarship provides high school seniors and college students with $5,500 and GED seekers with $1,000, along with additional support services. Recipients represent seven Arizona counties and include students with a wide range of career goals, attending Arizona State University, the University of Arizona, Northern Arizona University, and Mojave Community College. And this article, Two Humans Awarded Empowering Diversity Scholarships. Well, we are at the conclusion of today's Yuma Sun program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Thank you for tuning in today for the Yuma Sun. If you missed any part of this program or any of our other outstanding programs, you can go to our website, sunsounds.org, and listen to any of them on demand under broadcast info and audio. You can take Sun Sounds with you. You can get our stream and our on-demand programs on the new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android devices. You can hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home devices. Please stay tuned. The Wall Street Journal is next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a wonderful day.